You're listening to DraftKings Network.
What's going on, guys? Ellie from Copper 9 here. You might not know who I am, but I've got nothing better to do. So watch the Soccer Cooligans talking all things football, politics, music, culture. Swipe up, click the link, do
that'll
something.
Do, that'll perfect. Do.
Let's go.
Vamos. Okay. We're on Twitch. We're on the front page, and everybody's like, why is he screaming "Ay papi" so soon?
What okay. What kind of chair does he have? I'm interested.
Okay. Why is his seat vibrating? Right? You
know, I honestly don't know how to shut it off, and I'm fine with it. Justin Hello? Freeberg said, we're going to talk about how Christian looks like the goth kid from South Park.
You know what? It might come up. Yeah, sure.
For those of you who don't know, Christian has taken his braids out. And what that leaves him with is this very 1980s new wave looking afro. The front kind of lays. He's the only afro with bangs. I never seen this before.
Not the bayang.
Oh no. Okay. His afro got the bayang.
Hello, if people listen to the podcast, they're like walking. It's like they walked in on a whole something was already going on.
And yeah.
Anyway,
it's like Hello. When you're invited to a friend's house for like a holiday and you open the door and they're in the middle of an argument. You're like, if I leave now, they'll think I wasn't here, and that's fine. I could go. I'll go get Chinese food. You think I won't?
Hello, everybody. Thank you. And Jacob Mickler, thank you for the sub. Let's go to Nutmeg Cab and see what he's up to. So thank you, everybody. If you are listening to this podcast, hello. My name is Christian Polanco.
That's right. I'm Alexis Guerreros. Thank you, Brass Monkey.
Oh, we got some gifts. Some gift subs. We got 4 gift subs from FanXY. Thank you so for those gifts. Nutmeg is into it. So hello everybody. That's Alexis Guerreros. We are the Cooligans. We're your favorite stand-up comedians that host the funniest soccer show here on El Twitch.
That's right. Also happens to be the gulliest. And I just want to say, shouts to Robert from LA who said Alexis's top teams: number 1, Arsenal; number 2, Burnley; number 3, the Knicks; number 4, NYCFC; number 5, Young Boys. Let's get it.
So,
Of callbacks that we have on this Twitch show must be overwhelming for anyone who's new.
That's right. And also, you did a live stream. You did your first solo live stream
for 5 hours and 5 minutes.
Yeah, no one asked you to do this.
No, in fact, people were actively asking me to not. They were like, we care about you. Please stop this.
Yeah, look, we're trying to be on Twitch a little bit more, be a bit more interactive. Like I said before, you know, we're not able to do stand-up comedy. You did 5 comedy specials, okay, in that run.
Bro, you know, when other comedians are like, I've put 2 hours out in the last 2 years. Oh, that's special. I did 5 in the last week. So, you know.
So well done. All right. How'd you feel? I'm sure it was fun. I'm sure it was grueling, but how did you feel afterwards? There's no way you could have had. People think that Twitch is just, you know, shits and giggles. It is physically draining.
Well, let me tell you, they should add shits and giggles to CrossFit, because I was mentally exhausted. I just couldn't. I didn't have the wherewithal. Like, my wife would ask me a question, I'd be like, I honestly don't know how to answer it. You know, I know what you asked me is simple. You know, she put food in front of me and I'm like, mong, mong, mong. Like, I'll eat it, but I don't even know how to ask what it is. I will say this. For some reason, I wanted to hit the 5 hours. I thought it was fun. The people that were in the chat were absolutely hilarious. They kept me going the entire time. We watched 2 Premier League matches, watched loosely because they were both very boring. It was a lot of fun. It was so much fun. I want to do it again. Not soon, but I want to do it again.
You gotta recharge. We got a question from Couch Sports Football. Being from the UK, I'm always fascinated to find out why people from outside the country support Premier League teams. So why Arsenal and Everton? We've answered this a couple times, but we can. For me, it was simply Everton had American players. That was, you know, I remember I was the, what got me into soccer was like World Cups. Tim Howard, Landon Donovan, both played for Everton. Seemed like the logical choice.
Yeah, for me, I've been an Arsenal fan since I was a kid. it's a long story, but it involves a bar and me not supposed to be in there. So at the end of the day, just became an Arsenal fan. They only really showed two teams here, Arsenal and Manchester United, and everyone I knew was a Manchester United fan, so I wanted to be different. Then we went invincible. It worked out.
Okay, so, all right, glad we got that out of the way. Almost there, 819 said, shits and giggles is a perfect description of this pod.
Yeah, yes, that is you're 100% right.
So before we start, I just want to mention very quickly, we this week in particular, Nutmeg is stoked.
He's excited.
Please check out our either our podcast or our TV show. This week we had Amy Rodriguez of Kansas City's new NWSL team, and obviously she
World Cup winner.
World Cup winner, Olympic gold medalist. She's an absolute legend. And also tomorrow, if you're listening to this, then that means today at 8 p.m. Eastern time and Pacific time, check out our episode with Brianna Scurry. We had to get that corrected because everybody's like Brianna Scurry from goalkeeper for the U.S.
It's
Women's
Brianna.
National Team. Brianna. And she was on the show. Super, super funny. Great, great conversation. Please, please check that out. It's going to be
another World Cup winner. I mean, how many World Cup winners can we have on the show?
We got two World Cup winners on the same week. Okay?
Come on, son. Come on, son.
Come and check that out. It's really, really great. So, again, 8 p.m. Eastern time and Pacific time. FuboSportsNetwork.com if you do not have Fubo TV. So go check that out.
You see the link in the chat if you want to subscribe to it and get a little money off for those of you in Europe. Sorry.
Okay.
Listen to the pod.
So, all right. Where should we begin today?
Let's start with you. We're getting a lot of comments about Pepper Mills. She was great. So I just want to give a shout out to her once again. Her first interview. Ever.
First, yes. Pepper crushed it. You know what I mean? Crushed Pepper. Anyway, okay.
If she was a Liverpool fan, she'd be crushed Red Pepper. And I mean, it's too good.
She was our first guest on the Prem Show. Hopefully, we'll have more guests in the future once we figure out how to align people's cameras and all that stuff because it's a little challenging. But so there's a lot to look forward to there. All right, we already got some questions. Bono said, do Everton injuries cancel all hopes of Europe qualification?
They are hurting.
I would say, do Liverpool injuries cancel all hope of Europe qualification? Because they cancel
all hope of them finishing in the top 10. Yeah, actually, I was looking at this before. Do you have the browser window set up?
I do.
Let's go to transfer market and let's look at how much money that Liverpool has spent versus the other in the top four, because it is pretty dramatic.
Okay.
And you don't even have to look at Liverpool. Let's just look at the top four. So here, hold on. Let me go to Premier League. And who's in the top four right now? Obviously, at the top is Manchester City.
I don't really use this website.
Go to the search bar and put Manchester City. I mean, okay, this is what the podcast is going to be. Me explaining you how to use Transfer Market.
What is going on here? Okay. Manchester. I'm looking at... Yeah. All right.
If you go there, look for transfers.
Transfer and rumors, right?
Just go to transfers. You should be able to find the how much they've spent, or I could do it if you really don't know how to do it.
Current season's transfers?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right.
And then if you go down, make sure it says 2021 at the top.
This website feels like an Excel spreadsheet, man.
It essentially is like a big, it's a big TED talk. Go to the top and make sure it says 2021.
Can we talk a little bit? It does say 2021. Can we talk about transfer market? How accurate is this really about?
It's what everyone uses. It's the football manager for actual football managers.
Okay, so like agents and clubs they go to transfer market and they're like, oh, he's worth 45 million pounds. Okay, mm-hmm. I will pay 45 million pounds.
Well, no, that part doesn't happen, especially if you're an Arsenal. Thank you, Hannah Banana. Go down. They should have a total sum.
All right. Yes, total sum 177 euros.
So 177 million, by the way, not just 177 euros, because I don't think Manchester City is that frugal. You know what I mean?
Okay, we do good business.
You know, right? We just do a mass smart. I don't know what y'all up to. So they didn't put the bag of chips in there that we got for one of our players. Now go to Manchester United.
Okay.
So that was what, 177, you said?
I see. I see some, and then I see total market value of arrivals, and it's a little bit of a discrepancy.
Oh, wait, that's arrivals. Forget that. Wait, you're looking at incoming, right?
Yeah, I'm looking at arrivals. Yeah, looking at departures.
No. Total for incoming is 100.
What airline is this?
Yeah, what, I have a connecting flight through Arsenal. That makes no sense. Look up Manchester United. All right, so I got this down. That's 177. Okay. City is 177.
So you're looking for arrivals, right? How much they spent?
Yeah, how much they spent in total? So Manchester United spent how much? Arsenal say the player looks like he's worth 10 million. We will spend 70, said Blue Boy 446. Pepe, actually, we got scammed because of the agent. Like, whoever was the agent that was helping us at the time completely scammed us with Pepe. But I got to say, Pepe's been playing really well. Is he playing 72 million? I don't know. But he's playing incredibly well. We got it.
For some reason, when you say Pepe, I was thinking the Brazilian Pepe or Portuguese. Yeah,
no, like, we got Nicola Pepe.
Nicola Pepe. Okay, cool. There's only one Pepe, right?
Nicola Pepe, right? We're all on the same page here.
Okay, Manchester United, 83.5 million euros.
All right, so Leicester City is next, and then West Ham. You'll see. The point I'm trying to make here. I want the actual numbers because because the point I'm looking at, Frank Pepe pizza, hilarious Morgan Tenza. We're not talking about trash Connecticut pizza. Irish girl said hello, beautiful people. My mind is dark, not funny. So I shall fade into the comments and become a watcher. But I'm looking forward to the rest of the show. Oh, come on, get in here and joke around with us. Who gives a shit?
Yeah.
What do we see here for total for Leicester City? Do they even have any incoming?
Arrivals, 62.
Okay.
Or it says some 62, and then total market value of arrivals is 89. So does that mean that the
players are playing better?
Okay, got it.
Which is their that's their business. Now, what's West Ham? This is the last one.
Okay.
Justin Freeberg said, this isn't the Prem show. This is the accounting show featuring the cool guys. If so, whoever it is we're accounting for is royally screwed.
Okay.
And MJ Gillis says, Pete, trash pizza. Ouch, as a Connecticut born and raised, that hurts. It's true. Your dough is trash. It's just baked in a coal oven. That's all it is. You guys are fooled. You went. What did you think?
Hold on. But you basically, Alexis, look, just a disclaimer. You come to this show, anything that you loved as a child will be destroyed by Alexis. Okay? You'll be set straight real quick. West Ham is at 53.
Okay, 53.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Now, City being in number one spent 177. United spent 83 million. And they spent, I think, like 100 something the year before. Leicester spent 62, which is a lot for Leicester. And I know they probably sold some players too. West Ham spent 53 million. That's less than a third of what City spent. Those four are in the top four, right? And Liverpool, I believe, spent 107 or 109. No, 90. I looked it up before. They spent 90. And they're not even in the top four. And I know, obviously, they've had a lot of injuries. They've had to replace center backs. So my point is, David Moyes spending 53. Brendan Rodgers spending 62. Solskjaer, however you pronounce his name, spending 83. Pep spending 177. Out of those four, Pep, we would all agree, is the best manager, right?
Correct.
There's no question there, right?
Yes.
Who is the second best manager in the top four?
The second best manager in the top four.
And remember, we're talking about United spending 83. We're talking about Leicester spending 62 million, and we're talking about West Ham spending couch cushion change 53 million.
Well, I guess the second best would have to be who can do more with less.
Do you need that? Because we would all agree that Ole is doing pretty good with a lot.
Mm-hmm.
West Ham is doing, like, David Moyes is doing a hell of a lot with nothing. We talked about this. Their best player is a loney.
Okay. Wait. I think you're putting the inflection on the wrong part. It's loney, not loney. You know what I mean? Like, it sounds like Canadian money, like a loony.
You know what? They might as well be using that, to be honest with you.
A loney, you know?
Go to Ronco. Get the poll going. Who... Alexis ruining childhood dreams left and right, like Arsenal lets down their fans. Justin Freeberg.
Yeah.
So the chat, MJ Gillis is saying Rodgers. Some people are saying Rodgers. Moyes is a United reject. Rodgers is clear. I'm not so sure of that. Now, here's the point. We can make the point that Rodgers is a Liverpool reject. No?
I mean, he wasn't terrible while he was at
Did he
at
win?
Liverpool.
Remember, I think he
but
lost.
Liverpool never won with anybody. It didn't matter who was there.
They won with Klopp.
They won with Klopp. So, but the bar, if the bar is simply just winning the Premier League title or else you're a reject, then
leaving
no,
without winning, you would I'm under the impression
everyone's a reject then. What do I mean? Like, you know,
did Brendan Rodgers leave for a better job? No.
He went to where'd he go? Celtic or Rangers?
Later. He left because he got sacked. He didn't go straight to
no,
Celtic.
No.
So he was rejected from Liverpool. My point made. Here's the end.
Yes.
At the end of the day, who is better out of those three? Ole, Brendan Rodgers, or David Moyes? I'd rather have Brendan Rodgers as my manager out of those three. So I agree with the chat. But yo, I think we got to put respect on David Moyes.
He's doing this
with nobody. We looked at his squad before and said, who's a name? Jesse Lingard comes Millie rocking in, and all of a sudden, homie's the biggest name on the team. And they're in, what, third place, fourth place? I mean, you got to say it's him.
I mean, I would, if I had to, if I couldn't pick Pep and I had to pick.
We're saying second best. We all agree Pep is number one.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, look, Brendan Rodgers seems to be the level of consistency. I think to do what he's been able to do with Leicester City over two seasons is a bigger deal than West Ham, than Moyes doing this with West Ham
okay.
for a couple months.
Then let me add a bit more to this. Moyes okay. went Everton, never got past our best put Messi Lingard. he never really got into the top four with Everton when he was there. He gets the United job, stinks it up, right? Leaves, and I believe he goes to Real Sociedad after that, stinks it up, right? Doesn't really have a job, or didn't he go somewhere else and stink it up and then came to West Ham?
He started working at the chippy spot.
Hope he was working at Planet Fitness selling memberships. And he was like, I can tell you how to work out if you want to finish in the top four. You look at that. He went to West Ham. The West Ham fans didn't want him. Remember, they were like, what the fuck is going on? Right? And now look at how he's in the top four. There's if you go down the number of the money spent, Tottenham spent a ton of money. Liverpool spent a ton of money. They can't even see Moyes. Arsenal spent a ton of money. We were talking about Nicola Pepe. You can't even see West Ham.
Yeah.
I agree. Brendan Rodgers. I mean, with a name like that, you got to get this job, right?
You really can't do anything else, you know?
What's his name? Freeburg said you pronounced, you pronounced Sociedad better than Moyes ever did. Well, yeah, I mean, their tongues ain't built for this.
Nick Lay just said, Roy Hodgson.
You assholes.
Nick Lay said Roy Hodgson should get an award for somehow remaining standing, you know?
That is true. Homie won't go away.
We've talked about the older managers in Premier League that where they just like they can't not get a job, you know?
They're going to always like Sam Allardyce is like, "Look, I'm here to work half the year. Y'all stink and then I come in and fix it." You know what I mean? Thank you so much for listening to this episode. I just want to bring in with a word from one of our sponsors, us, and you guys being Gully Squad. And you know what? Maybe I keep saying you. Maybe you're listening to this and you're not a member of Gully Squad and you're wondering why. Well, I've given you amazing, reasons why. I've told you the Slack channel is absolutely amazing. Here's another reason why I think Gully Squad is absolutely incredible and why you should join is because whenever we have guests and we've had everything from World Cup winners to MLS, Premier League, NWSL, legends of the game, we've had incredible, incredible players on our show, incredible guests from comedians like Roy Wood Jr. of The Daily Show, incredible guests. The only people who get to ask them questions besides Christian and I are Gully Squad. Gully Squad finds out early who our guests are, and they get the chance to put those questions in the Slack. Those are the only other questions we ever ask. If you want to be one of those folks, if you want to join the amazing Slack channel, if you want to get to become a part of this community, if you want to start, you know, cooperating with some of the Gulliest kit, the kit that they're making for themselves, if you want to drop some knowledge in the coffee or the beer and wine liquor section or the food porn section, all that, you got to join Gully Squad. Most importantly, if you also want to ask questions of our guests, you either got to become a cooligan, which is impossible, right? Unless you're funnier than Christian, then try out, let me know. Or you got to join Gully Squad and join that Slack community. So if you want to do that, just go to shoutstous.com. Again, that's shoutstous.com. Or you can simply go to soccercooligans.com/Gully Squad. In fact, if you go to soccercooligans.com, it's our website. We worked really hard on it. We think it's really nice. And all over the place, you'll find buttons to join Gully Squad. So do it today.
Sorry, but Nutmeg is, we did, I didn't get a chance to go to Nutmeg Camp before because we were doing, you know, we were working the books for these Premier League clubs.
Nutmeg. Oh, he looked right at the camera. He's like, I know how to get your attention.
So Hannah Banana, thank you for the sub. I think we're almost at, I think we're one away from 10, if I'm not mistaken. I could be wrong, but I think we're pretty close. So. Nutmeg, he's making noises, so apologies if it's too loud. Let me know if it's too loud.
Who cares? People can hear it. They know you have a dog. It's why we have Puppet Cam.
Lower my mic. MJ Gillis with the sub.
Okay. MJ Gillis.
You know what? Given that we're already here, Nutmeg is active, and you know he probably needs a treat to cheer him.
Let's go feed him.
Okay. So
reminds me, thank you, MJ Gillis. If you guys have Prime, just subscribe. You know why not?
That's right. It is free. And there's also use the Gully Bucks, which is our channel points, and use bits and stuff. You can do that. I guess we're still learning how Twitch works, but apparently
Zero clue. But there is a button for bits, which as comics, we're like, I mean, that's what we're doing this whole time.
Okay, so I'm going to use Dogmastine with the sub. Thank you. So I'm going to toss a beef nib to Nutmeg.
Can we switch that to the salmon?
Okay. And we'll see how he reacts.
Judd
to
on
it.
The bench said 10 subs and Alexis gets zaps. Come on.
All right. We're tossing the treat. There it is. You saw it's in the bed. Yeah. Let's see if he sees it.
Let's see if this dummy gets it.
You see, okay.
Hey, there he goes.
He got it. You see that little, there's a little piece of food on the ground there.
Yeah.
You see it in the bottom? That is, so Nutmeg was actually under the weather over the weekend. He was pretty sick. He wasn't eating and he wasn't drinking anything. We had to take him to the vet. It was like a little bit scary. I think he got sick from going, we took him to like a doggy daycare. And he obviously he's still a puppy. So he might have got something there. And it was a little scary for like two days. Yeah, right. So yeah. But now he's 100%. He's normal stuff. He was like very like fatigued and wasn't really doing much. Not pooping, nothing. It was just like nothing was going in, nothing was going out. It was scary.
So typical how it works.
We took him to the vet and they hydrated him with a shot. They basically gave him like an IV, like for, I guess, water or whatever. But since he wouldn't drink it, I never knew how this worked. They inject it into the dog and then they get like a hunchback filled with water that hydrates them. Have you ever
the hunchback of Nutmeg Dom? Come on.
Totally. And then so that little piece of food that you see there is like his digestive kibble.
Yeah.
And he won't eat it.
By the way, Crimson Pizza put 20 subs and Alexis will get to order food while D makes fun of him. Justin Freebrook said 25 subs and D will throw a bunch of Oreos at Alexis.
Almost there, says saline. Yes, that is probably correct. Yeah. That's probably, it's not just, you know,
they put
Evian
water, tap water in my dude's back.
People are saying, who said John on the bench said he's Spark Camel? Correct.
I know a guy who would do that for like $20 at Dogmastine. You got to know a couple guys. Kate Finity said, Couch Sports, I expect to see you bringing a dog cam next week. Let's do it. Let's go. The point I'm trying to make is Brendan Rodgers is a better tactical manager than Ole Gunnar Solskjaer, than David Moyes, right? Definitely not Pep. Pep wins that one. But you got to say, right now, the second best manager, the one who's doing more with less, it's got to be David Moyes, no?
Without a doubt.
Do you think David Moyes stays in the top four? Do you think they finish as the best London club in the Premier League?
Everton's coming for that top four.
Well, that's why I said the best London club. Forget the top four. Do you think they finish as the top London club?
London, never heard of it. Okay.
Everything Merseyside out here.
Liverpool's the capital of England now.
Which means what? Tottenham is at 39 points. West Ham is at 45.
Everton's at 43.
Well, do you think I'm specifically asking about goddamn West Ham, Christian? Do you think West Ham finishes the season as the top London club? I actually do. I don't think they're going to fall off this perch.
I don't see them. They're going to slip up. I mean, they're going to, you know, once they play anybody, not to say that they've done pretty well against teams in the top four, but I don't see it. I think there's two. I mean, Chelsea, Liverpool.
What's their remaining schedule? Can you pull that up? West Ham's?
Yeah. How many games are we on to the season? There's only like 12.
Yeah, we're two thirds of the way through.
Let me think about the next up Leeds, and then Manchester United, then Arsenal. Then
so there's Wolves. A loss. Let's go Arsenal. Wolves, they can do just fine.
Against Leicester.
Bono says, I think Alexis physically can't say the word Chelsea. I mean, yo, Tuchel's on one, but they got a little bit of ways to come. You know what I mean? Then they play Chelsea at the end of April.
There'll be a couple tough games. I mean, you know,
it's not automatic.
Yeah, yeah. I don't see them. I don't see them holding on to the top four spot. I mean, it's also somebody mentioned earlier that this season of the Premier League has been topsy turvy, and I assume they said it in a British accent as well.
So it's like topsy turvy.
So.
Lonely. So
it's difficult to say, you know, who outside of Manchester City, who's going to finish in the top four overall. But
well, I mean, that's the point of having a show.
We
make those claims. West Ham has a hard schedule. Everton has three hard games and some breezers. Let's go. I thought he said brazers, and I'm like, I mean, that's speaking of tough.
You can end up on a bang bus.
That's what I meant. Sorry, I don't know how to pronounce it. I guess I'm not.
Alexis, all right, we have some, you know, aficionados in here that will really correct you. Okay,
a little bit of a different type of streaming, if you will. You know, speaking of bits,
I don't want to porn splain, yeah, but okay. If I have to.
Whoa, what cam do you get if you subscribe to those?
Okay, John on the bench said, it's been a real gobshite season. Yes, look at the Pepper Mills callback.
By the way, Lozeter 21 came in. First thing homie said in the chat was, any Man U fans out there? Waited 2 seconds and goes, suckers, LOL. And which I love the energy. I love that. There was a comic who used to tell a joke. He goes, have you guys ever gone to the movies to a theater just by yourself? Losers. It was great. But he also
said, I heard that joke too.
I can't remember who said it. I think it was Jesselnik. But Lozader 21 said, West Ham will do Man United. I'm telling you, I'm from Manchester. So clearly a City fan. He's like, yo, we trash out here, B. I'm telling you.
Okay, we love that energy in the chat. So thank you.
Doug Mastino also said, I'll shank your nan. I don't know what's happening, but I'm all for it. You know me. I like the song Computers by Rowdy Rebel. Let's see it in person.
The main thing is I don't want our Twitch chat to come up in some legal documents, all right? Nah. I don't want it to be a part of
not with the lawyers we got. We ain't comfortable. When do we start talking about Manchester City winning 4 trophies? Yo, Couch Sports Football, you might be right, though.
Okay.
Can anyone... Is Manchester City... 21 wins in a row.
That's a whole lot of wins.
I mean, Arsenal went undefeated. They went invincible the whole season. They didn't win 21 in a row.
Right.
Or is it 21 undefeated? 21,
I think it's 21 undefeated.
21 undefeated. Damn, yo, they savage. Anyone get it?
Yeah.
21,
yeah,
we 21.
Get it. 21. We get it.
That's insane. I no one's ever seen this. I was gonna say I've never seen it. No one's ever seen this. This is a hell of a run. In that time, by the way, Ederson has 15 clean sheets.
Wow. He doesn't even need to, put his kit in the wash.
Come on. I know hotels who ain't got that many clean sheets, bro.
Okay. You put a black light over Edison. You won't find nothing.
Nothing. The only stain is the one he left on your sheet, my G. That is.
David from Tampa said Man City is incomparable. It is. It is looking from the first whistle.
No, it is 21 wins, 27 unbeaten.
Whoa.
Diablo.
El Diablo. That's it. That's a.
Yo, okay. Hold on. I'll tell you who's Pep. Pep should be. Que coño, Pep. That's how you gotta. That is ridiculous.
Insane. So the main thing is that with Manchester City, and we've spoken about, throughout this streak, we're like, yeah, they're good, dude. This is crazy that they're good. But they are getting to a point where at no point do they even look like they might lose. They're playing, I don't want to say necessarily perfect football, but there's almost no mistakes. They are, the chances, the people criticized Raheem Sterling, right? He missed that what should have been a tap in the Champions League and stuff like that. But those mistakes are not really happening anymore.
But have you seen the tweets that are going up? Raheem Sterling put up, it just wouldn't go in, hand to face. Sorry for the FPL points. Yeah, not tonight, still 21 and counting. That's how relaxed they are.
They're worried about their fantasy teams at this point.
But they're communicating as if the match doesn't matter. You know what I mean? That's not that it doesn't matter, but what I'm saying is, like, they're not at a point where they're like, and maybe they're relaxed because the fans aren't there and there's not that additional pressure. But
I mean, it's Manchester City. They wouldn't be there anyway.
What'd you say?
It's a joke. I said it's Manchester City. They wouldn't be fans anyway. Anyway, it's a whole joke.
Empty head. Let's go. Also, Lozader said Arsenal got 49 games unbeaten. I said wins in a row. 21 wins in a row. That's unheard of. I think this is the first time this has happened in Premier League history. And also, I think it was Couch Sports Football said Diaz signing of the season. There's no one you can put. Look, Gundogan playing at this level was not something I think anyone expected. The homie balling. I thought he was done. You know?
Hilly B, thank you for the follow.
Thank you for the follow. But yo, how you bring in one guy, Ruben Diaz, from, I think, Benfica, right? He came in from Benfica.
I love the way you said, how you bring in one guy?
One guy? And you all of a sudden 21 in a row?
No, he's really good. I mean, he got the delivered that assist, right? There was a ball that he sent in that was in, like, to Sterling, I think it was, or Gabriel Jesus the other day. I don't remember. But yeah, he's been great. I mean, and this is why I love watching Manchester City play, is that the way Pep kind of forms a team, especially with the center backs, is he never gets, like, I think Vincent Kompany was the last, like, big, like just unit of a center back. Now it's like John Stones and Diaz and smaller dudes that are faster. He has like a...
But that is how he plays, right? He plays with essentially you're a slightly bigger midfielder. You're our center back. And the guy's like, yeah? that's kind of not what I do.
Yeah. So it's been, it's always entertaining. But the fact that they're playing this well is... You know, like I said at the beginning of the season, I said Manchester City were gonna win the Premier League this season. But the way they are doing it, I think they fixed whatever issues that they had early on, and they corrected it to perfection, is what it seems like. So now it's just a matter of it's frustrating because we're at this point again when they won it a couple years ago as well, where the gap was so large that. It takes away some of the excitement. It did feel like
isn't that what you want though? Like, it is kind of boring to everyone else because no one's competing for the league now. Everyone's worried about the top four because the league is done. It's sealed up, right? City would have to just stop playing right now for them because they're not mathematically the victors, but they are basically run away with the league. But isn't that what you want if you're a fan? And also, if you're someone like Messi or Erling Haaland, are you saying, like, nah, that's too easy, I can't go there? Because personally, I'd be like, that's where I want to go. I don't have to work as hard. Let's go.
Yeah, that's a good question. I don't know. Then it also becomes a question, do they even need to spend that money? to win.
Yeah, because you got to keep it. You got to stay on the top. You know what I mean? Like, when you become the best drug dealer in a neighborhood, you can't stop killing people. You know what I mean? That's when you got to keep going. You know? You got to keep your okay. reign. You know?
All right. Thank you for coming to Alexis TED Talk.
Sometimes I just try to find ways to make it universal.
You know? How to slang that weight.
Okay? You know what I mean? Just because you got the most weight that you're moving, don't mean that everyone's going to wait till you stop moving. You get what I'm saying? Let me just read something from the chat. Because Sports Card Direct said Portuguese players are just that good. Relax. Relax. Size of New Jersey going ham. GTA rules only. Nick Ladrin said, can't keep the Nork down. You know how I be. Alexis, you forgot to say allegedly. I was just... hypothetically is what I'm going to say, because these is Amaro only of the joint. So I'm just going hypothetically.
Hypothetically. Justin Freeber did ask, how much does John Stones playing well for City hurt Christian's heart? That's right. He was sold from Everton to Manchester City. Wow. I think he was the most expensive center back at the time of that transfer. It was something like 50 million, if I remember correctly.
But that was before Virgil van Dijk?
But yeah, this is before Bridgman.
Oh, that's right. Justin Freeberg said, wild how Stones went from way outside and rumored to be out to being a key cog in that defense. I think, and this is the thing about Pep's system, and really this was probably any soccer team, but let me act like I know what I'm talking about and say specifically for Pep's system. One player, they're very much a weak link in the chain kind of a team. One player is not playing well, and then all of a sudden, the whole team looks like crap. You know what I mean?
Sure.
Look at what happened. Ruben Dias comes in, and all of a sudden, the midfield looks great. The rest of the defenders look great. The forwards look amazing. Everyone just looks, Ederson looks like he knows what he's doing, although he always did. Pep looks like a genius again. It's that having that one piece that can sort of do that job that they need. They need everyone playing at a certainly high level, or else it just doesn't work. Almost There says, has Pep lost his knack for big signings? Would Haaland even want to go there? Why wouldn't you want to go there if you're Erling Haaland? The only reason Erling Haaland wouldn't want to go there is if he loved a different team more, right? Like if he grew up a Manchester United fan, then it's hard to change that mind. Like it's why Odegaard came to Arsenal. He grew up loving Arsenal. One phone call from Mikel Arteta and he's like, yo, we're going here. And they're like, no, this team wants to buy you. He's like, I don't think you heard me, my G. We're going. Well, I want to be a loney.
A loney. So Cosports Football Tech, Cancelo is the piece. Yes, draw Cancelo. He's also a pickup. What, he's that right back? Is he competing with time with Kyle Walker? Is that what's happening?
Uh-oh, here comes the Kyle Walker joke. Look out, Nutmeg. Holling's dad played for City too, right? That's right. His dad did play. But that was like back when they was trash, right?
What? 3 years ago, Alexis.
Hey, at this point now, it's almost 10 years.
Lozada 21, apologies for all the Man City jokes, but you know how we do out here.
Alf.
Alf Haaland?
Alf Ing Haaland. There's a hyphen, but homie's first name is Alf. I mean, these dudes just don't like nice sounding words, you know? Everything is so abrupt.
I mean, this is the only Alf I recognize. I
respect our president. Watch a cat.
Okay.
He played for Manchester City 2000 and 2003.
Wait, Nick Leigh saying that show sucked. Alf sucked?
Alf was kind of trash back in the day. I didn't watch it too much because I really didn't understand English, but.
Oh, there was, I saw a tweet the other day. I forgot. I don't know who it was from. I saw Aaron West retweeted it, but it said, basically, was that a good show or did you just watch it when you were 8 years old? And that's what happened. With
that will, don't think that because that will ruin your entire childhood. You know, I remember watching a replay of Thundercats.
Yeah.
What a trash show.
Thundercats is great.
Oh, my God.
You don't know what you're talking about. Okay?
Don't watch it now. Lozader, I don't know how to pronounce it. He said, Justin Freeber, brother, said, at Nick Lazerman, don't badmouth Alf, yo. Lozader said, Manchester City have many pieces and they all work together. That's what it takes to be this good, dudes. I completely agree. The point was, Ruben Dias isn't doing this on his own. he solidified his position, which gave everyone else the opportunity to do what they're doing. But I do think he's the signing of the season. I can't think of a better signing this season than him.
Okay. That's I guess I think of Manchester City as a, you know, they never have one player, you know, that has 30 goals in a season. They spread the wealth. So it's almost difficult to give one player too much praise, because it seems like the system is, you know, they're the sum of their parts is what's more significant than any individual. It sucks. It's difficult to credit Manchester City players, because they almost get a knock because they play for Pep and because they play in just such a good system. So
Sports Card Direct said Emi Martinez at Aston Villa, which, by the way, Ederson has 15 clean sheets. Emi has 13. He's in second place.
Okay.
That's incredible.
Yeah. And Arsenal were like, no, we don't need that guy.
I still don't understand. I do think, I honestly think we'd be in a better position if we had Emi than with Bern Leno. Homie's name is Bern. It's already, he's charred. why are we doing? We got to move on.
Someone, Crimson Pizza just said, I'm a 90s kid, so I had the dinosaurs instead of Alf. Remember the show?
Not the mama? Dinosaurs? Not the mama? Come on, man.
Was that a good show? Am I remembering it correctly?
That was a great sitcom. That was a great sitcom.
Dinosaurs was a good show.
What's funny, though? If it was actual humans, it wouldn't have been as good.
Okay.
You know, there was an article written. They wanted to know what nationality the family was. And it's like, why are we doing this? Why are you doing this to this show? Somebody like was like, was that a black family? Was it a white family? Was it a Latin family? It's like, they're dinosaurs, dude. Stop it.
Okay, I want to see a stegosaurus, you know, make plátanos, all
right? Timba la dinosaur, tim bam bam, timba dinosaur. Like, that's what I want to hear in the back.
Kate Finney said, oh my God, that looks terrifying.
Oh, it was great and horrifying at the same time.
Who has not seen Dinosaurs? If you or don't know what we're talking about,
you've seen the GIF a million times. Hal Overmillion, great name, by the way, came in. He said, I think Bruno is one of the best signings because he took Man U to Champions League and Europa League. I mean, relax. You know, we need to see how this pans out before I give Bruno Fernandes his, you know, sort of the victory for being the best signing. I still think Ruben Diaz wins over him because they're number one in the league. And remember, wasn't Manchester City 13th?
At some point, yeah. They were not in a great place.
Arsenal was above them. I remember feeling good about it. And Bruno Fernandes, to Couch Sports Football's point, was signed last season.
Okay. All right. I actually wanted to give a VIP out because... We got
what an honor. It's like us knighting you.
Thank you for FanXY for giving for gifting a bunch of subs earlier. So I wanted to reward FanXY with a VIP. So you
can
are
I
now.
Also give one out?
Sure.
Justin Freeberg. Who brings more bits?
Is Justin Freeberg not a VIP yet?
If he isn't, he needs to be.
Then we will fix that right now.
Because I think we did make David from Tampa one, right?
I believe so.
All right. Don't be stingy with them VIPs, my G.
Justin Freeberg, done. Okay, you get past the velvet rope. All right, come in. All right.
Yo, thank you, my guy. Thank you, my dude. Is what we do.
You've been knighted. Hooligans. Okay.
Kate Finity said it's getting worse. It's getting the worst of American TV here. I forgot. Kate must be in Europe. Yeah. We do send some trash TV over there, but we send some good stuff. We sent Sopranos, right? Yeah, I got Sopranos.
Okay, what do we have next, Alexis?
So we talked a little bit about the clean sheets. How about this? This was Jurgen Klopp. Right now is the longest serving manager since joining Liverpool to stay at one Premier League club. He's been serving the Premier League with Liverpool. It's such a weird way the English people mention this. He's been serving the Premier League with Liverpool. The guy's not making sandwiches. You know what I mean? He's the manager of Liverpool for 5 years and 132 days. I had no idea he's the longest serving manager. For some reason, I feel like Pep was at City longer.
Wait, so, I'm sorry. Who was the first person you were comparing to? Pep and who?
I just talked about Klopp this entire time.
I'm sorry. I have a couple things. I have the next topic set up, and that's why I was distracted.
Come on. We're doing a goddamn podcast here.
Yeah, when did Klopp get there? I don't even remember.
So, right, 5 years ago. He's been there for 5 years and 130 days. That doesn't that just... Maybe it's because they didn't play so well in the beginning. You know what I mean? Yeah. It just doesn't feel like he's been there that long.
I mean, he turned things around pretty fast.
All right, look. So he won a Champions League and a Premier League. Obviously a success. We'd all sign up for it today. Everyone treats Liverpool like they're the greatest team, you know what I mean, to walk this earth, oh, especially over the last few years. Are you that impressed with one domestic league, one Champions League? Are you? I mean, I am, but I'm not that impressed.
Look, I think the bigger surprise is that they are doing that they're not doing this that well this season. That's the kind of the bigger shock. But even the year that they came in second, it was that Vincent Kompany scoring that goal that gave Manchester City the lead in the league. So you know, Manchester City slip up once that year there, and you know, and Liverpool may win two in a row, two Premier Leagues in a row. So,
but they did,
they did not. But getting in second, every other club in the Premier League would love to be second behind Manchester City and lose the Premier League by 2-3 points.
If you could have any Premier League manager that's not Carlo Ancelotti, anyone, where does Klopp hit that list?
Klopp is...
But think about the players you have. That might make Pep Guardiola not the choice, because I don't think you have the players to play system. I mean, I'm laughing because I'm just trying to picture Davies trying to be like, you want me to do what, mate?
We got a lot of, Klopp support. Lozada said Klopp is a great manager. Hello.
I'm not saying he's not, but I'm asking you, Everton.
But you're just not impressed by his resume.
I'm not as impressed as I think everyone else seems to make him out to be.
Who are you impressed by then?
But I'm mostly Mikel Arteta.
What is the bar?
Nick Leighton, Big Roy Hodgson. But all right, Everton can have any manager, not Carlo Ancelotti. Your hope is to win with the players you have. Who do you pick?
I gotta go, Pep. I mean, why would I pick anybody
You think
else?
You're gonna win Pep's system with the players you have?
They'll figure it out. they'll get it.
Yeah. Dominic Calvert-Lewin, all of a sudden, is just gonna develop skills he doesn't have.
Who would be
John on the bench said Ted Lasso.
I would trust Ted.
Lozader said it. Look, he doesn't have a plan B when things go wrong. Pep has one way to play. There's certain players that can play in a system. If you don't pick him, do you pick Klopp? I don't think I pick Klopp.
Who would you pick over Klopp and not Pep?
Let's say I couldn't pick Pep because I think Pep does fit what Mikel Arteta is trying to do anyway. Yeah. So I think it is seamless. So if I can't pick Pep and I can't pick Mikel Arteta...
David Moyes.
Definitely not David Moyes. You know what? It might be Brendan Rodgers. Nah, I'd probably have to go. You know what?
Brendan Managers
is now the manager of Burnley. I don't know if you guys keep paying attention. I can't speak. Don't be mad at me. English is a second language, folks. So it's rude. You're being disrespectful. You know what? I probably have to go Klopp. And I probably Flick. Ooh, Bielsa. Yeah, for Arsenal, absolutely. Bielsa.
With their defensive issues, you really going to go Bielsa?
So then screw it. Who needs it? We went Bielsa, baby. Big dunk. Judd on the bench. Yeah. By the way, he put exclamation point Rodgers. Streamlabs says Brendan Managers in all caps. Gololanco, you messed up for that. Hey, Miss Kupo's in the house.
Hey, and that, you know what? Speaking of that, Miss Kupo is a big Juve fan, and that's the next subject I was going.
Hold on, but don't switch to that. You didn't answer.
Well, I would most likely, with the players Everton has, I feel like Klopp would probably be the like the best fit.
You think they could play the press?
Actually, no. Brendan Managers. Brendan Managers.
Right?
Would be.
Now
would
all of a sudden we're putting all this respect on Brendan Rodgers.
A better fit. Spurzer, thank you for the follow.
Thank
Appreciate you, Spurzer.
All of a sudden we're giving respect to Brendan Rodgers. This is the point I've been trying to make since the beginning.
Yeah, I would say Leicester are closer to the style of play that Everton play, as opposed, you know, instead of Liverpool. So, okay. Yeah. Brendan Managers will do it.
You know, if we clip this and put this up on YouTube, people are going to be so confused as to why we're calling him Brendan Managers.
Okay. Catch up with everything else that we're talking about.
Thank
okay.
you, Jay Gons.
Oh, wait, no. We lost Alexa. Sorry. Okay.
The hell was that?
I accidentally minimized all the screens at once, and that's why.
What a jerk.
Okay. So that's what I wanted to talk about.
Jay Gons came in here, and he's talking about a woman. He says...
Addison Rae. Who is Addison Rae?
I don't know. I hope this...
All right. Don't let it get creepy. That's all. Otherwise, hey, thank you're out of here.
Spurzer is hosting our stream. Not bad. I hope he's not a Tottenham fan.
If I can deduce a little bit, I'm gonna assume that it is a Tottenham fan. Let's talk about Weston McKennie.
Did you see what I put in the chat in the Slack?
I did not.
Okay, so let's talk about the fact that he got his new contract, right? That's what we want to talk about.
Yes, Juve paid the $22 million, for the permanent deal to Schalke. So he's going to be at Juve for a while.
If we're simply talking about how this affects the men's national team in that perspective,
the U.S. men's national team, if anybody's curious.
Yeah.
We're
talking about Weston McKennie. I don't think he's going to affect the women's national team.
I'm saying the U.S., just in case some people are not from the United States and may not know where Weston McKennie plays on the international level. Okay.
So if we're specifically talking about the U.S. men's national team, this is incredible, right? You want him out of a club like Schalke, and you want him to move up to the level of playing in Champions League consistently, right? And you want him to be at a level where he is playing at a club like Juventus with the big names, a big name club. I don't know exactly where they are in Serie A at the moment, but they're...
I think they're fourth, if I'm not mistaken.
That's not great, but they are at least in Champions League positions. They're in third.
Okay.
So behind the two Milan clubs. Okay. This is all. Thank you so much, Pepe Luches.
Pepe Luches, thank you for the sub. I appreciate it very much.
Right? This is great news, right? But don't you still feel like there's that American discount for a player like Weston McKennie?
Look, he's the first American to play for Juve. They're not gonna break the bank.
I'm saying, don't you still feel like 20-something is still a little low? He's a starter.
Yeah, but based on... I don't think they expected the results that they're getting from him now. So money... Look, the
I mean, you got to go with what does transfer market say his value is?
Because look, what he was doing at Schalke... when he went to Juve...
No one thought he was even going to get minutes.
We were all shocked. I'm like, they know who Weston McKennie is. Like, they were absolutely flabbergasted by the fact that he was even on their radar.
Last updated December 29, 2020, Transfer Market has his value listed at $27.5 million. Thank you so much, Immortal Poison. Yeah, I mean, that is okay. Nutmeg agrees. That is closer to what I think his value should be. I think because he's American, if Weston McKennie was Weston McKennie -Oldbridge, okay, you catch my drift, he's now English, that's a $45 million player.
Sure, but coming from Schalke, I love Judd on the bench said, I was shalked. Love it.
Almost well there, but that's Messi Lingard money.
the deal was made based on his performances at Schalke, not on what they expected him to become.
So they got him at a discount, right? Because that was the value, that was the buy-in.
Yes.
That's what I'm trying to say.
outside of Christian Pulisic, most players, most American players are probably going to be discounted. You know,
Christian Pulisic is the first player who didn't get the American discount.
Correct. Yeah. And the Weston McKennie, Christian Pulisic, these guys are going to be the us turning the corner. Nutmeg agrees. I don't know why. No. So Nutmeg is out because he was barking too much. And now he is fresh. I'm going to bring him on because we did get a sub and I want to get him on here. So Alexis, take the reins.
Okay. So I guess he's picking up the dog and he can't talk. But for those of you listening, the point I'm trying to make, and I know his contract was negotiated as part of the buy price in the loan. So I'm not saying, but what I'm they didn't pay enough because they paid why pay more than the value of the contract you negotiated? My point is it still feels, and I guess to Christian's point, when he came from Schalke, he wasn't valued that high. So it makes sense. It feels like they got him at a steal is my point. Like, I still feel like, if he gets sold in the next year, he's going to go for a lot more. And I don't think Juventus wants to sell him. Although he did say he wants to play in the Premier League.
Yeah, I could see that being the next step, but he's playing great. I mean, he just scored another goal a couple of weeks ago. I gave Nutmeg a sealed chompstick to tease him to come on camera.
So, very nice. He hates you. He won't do it just for you. if he's English, he goes up to 60 million with add-ons, says Couch Sports Football, and he's English. And I completely agree. The point I'm trying to make is I think we're starting to get out of that. I think we're starting to get out of the American discount thing. But it just goes to show, one, American players are no longer looked at as, well, let's loan him and see if he can handle it. I think Weston McKennie proved not only could he handle it, but he's built specifically to succeed when the team is better that's around him, right? Like Juventus is.
Yeah.
And I do think McKennie in the next year or two will at least be rumored to be looked at by Premier League clubs. And I think if he continues to play at this level, 60 million sounds about right to me. I could see him going for 40 to 50. And I think that's huge for the American soccer player.
I agree. I think we're turning that corner of what the American player is going to be valued as. Apologies, everybody. wants more attention than I'm able to give right now. But the other thing I wanted to mention is not only Weston McKennie, but Yunus Musah, who the news came out that he is leaning towards playing for England to represent the international level. I know Yunus Musah has three choices. He could play for the United States, he could play for England, and Ghana, if I'm not mistaken.
I believe it's Ghana. I think right now, of course, he's leaning towards England. Is he getting burned as one of the starters? No. Will he get burned in the US? Yeah. So I think it's up to him to make that choice. But I do think he's much more of a potential starter in the U.S. system than he is in the England system.
I agree. And he looked like, he played well. And then he also looked like he had a good time playing with the United States. The fun thing I like is that everybody, U.S. men's national team fans, as soon as they saw that this was a possibility, if you go to Yunus Musah's Instagram right now, every post of his has American flags as like there's like 4,000 comments of American flags.
We're trying to get him to pick the U.S., bro. We're trying to show him we're the wave. I don't want to stop talking about Weston McKennie just yet, though, because look in the Slack. Look at the last thing I put up.
Yeah. What was that?
Just put that up on the browser if you want.
Okay.
Because Weston McKennie forgot that there's 4K cameras out there. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's just say not only is Juventus feeling him, but he's feeling himself, folks. All right.
Okay.
Good. So my man got a deep stare going on.
He is looking at a sideline reporter.
I believe she works for DAZN. If you zoom in on the microphone.
Okay. Yeah, I see it there.
Let's just say he's not looking at the microphone. Let's just say that.
All I see is it says liked by not Alexis. Okay, bro.
Because I'm going to pull it. First of all, hilarious. They call him and I pulled it for here. I don't want to share it on here without liking it. You know what I mean? I got to show some respect. I don't understand why the spotlight got to be on me. Right. I don't know why we're looking at my, let me just delete my search history right quick. And we get
before my wife gets back home.
Oh my God, just throw the computer out the window. I guess we don't need computers anymore. I've been meaning to get off the grid anyway. Weston in DAZN said almost there.
Oh man.
John on the bench said, are those TikTok leggings? Yeah, let's just say, Weston McKennie.
This happens all, every player gets caught. Look, if you're...
This just proves America is now part of the world soccer folklore. You know what I mean?
We need this, okay? All right? Well, even if you put the camera on me, like I remember when one of the first soccer games I ever went to was Colombia against England at Giant Stadium. And I had never been to like an international match. And then I'm there and I just look around and I'm like, okay, if a camera's on me, you're going to be catching me staring at Colombian women all day. This is crazy.
Yeah. Let's just say Christian was like, what time is it? Oh my God, the match ended 5 minutes ago. Did we win? Thank you, Broom and Papa. What was that? Broom Papa?
Glencer asked, where's D when we need her?
Yeah. I'm sweating all of a sudden. No, but I mean, as far as I'm concerned, yes, every player gets caught doing this. But hey, Weston McKennie's not one of them. Huh? Almost there said Weston looking at her like Alexis looking at Taylor Ham. Yeah. For those of you listening who can't see what we're talking about. Yep. A lot like that.
Ms. Cupo said, Juve won't let Weston McKennie go. We have to pick up players like him to compensate when we need to fill slots like CR7. So, I guess they're going to go, they're going to look for more bargains. But if Weston McKennie can earn the trust of Serie A clubs to think like, oh, you know, we can bring in American talent and be successful, that will, I mean, completely change the landscape of American soccer and the business of soccer and moving players. I mean, we see Brian Reynolds also go to Roma. Like, it's the tide is turning. And again, we've brought this up before, but the United States missing the World Cup in 2018, I honestly believe this is why all these things are happening. But we're getting bullish when it comes to the developing talent and moving
FC
them,
Dallas alone on. might be the reason that there's a midfield.
They got the horns already on
there,
bro. Okay, I think that's about it. We've been going for an hour here. If there's anything we didn't talk about that you would like us to talk about, throw it in the chat. We'll hang out a couple more minutes on Twitch, so do not fret, do not leave. We'll hang out for a little bit longer. But as far as the podcast, if there's anything thing. We got 164 people tuning in.
Pepe Lucha said, let's start putting Cuban flags in his comment section. For what? His vacation? I mean, I love Cuba, but yo, Yunus Musa can't pick Cuba, and he wouldn't if he could either. Miss Cupo said, Pirlo loves him. By the way, we have a Juventus insider in our chat right now. Shout out to Miss Cupo. Said, Pirlo loves him. I think unless we have a huge management shift, and that doesn't seem to be the case, we're looking at youth. I think when you look at the way Juventus sort of has to survive, you have to. You can't just sign big names across the board when you're a Serie A club. You've got to pick and choose. You've got almost like designated players. You got four or five designated players, and then you move on. A Chinese club won the title, then shut down. Yeah, I know. Did you see that? Seems like the bubble has burst out there.
I did hear about this. Remember, we were always concerned about like MLS players going over to China because they were offering more money.
Yeah, not MLS players, the players that MLS would have gone after.
Sure. I mean, they were also obviously like superstars from England.
Ain't nobody buying Steven Letjet, you know?
Who is Steven Letjet?
What's his name?
Sebastian.
Stefan. Sebastian. I forget. First names aren't important. I got Letjet,
every week there's always one of these.
I said Brendan Managers.
Last week it was Jermaine Delph. We had Jermaine Delph, a legendary player, one of my favorites in FIFA, I'll be honest.
Burnsley legend. So Justin Friedberg said Brendan Aaronson scoring in the Austrian Cup semifinal. Who even knew there was an Austrian Cup? Almost there said Gareth motherfucking Bale. Yo, Gareth Bale, Bolin. Here was my remember my prediction was that Gareth Bale was sort of like the king coming home. You know what I mean? It was going to be like, whatchamacallit, come down. By the way, Colo Blanco, that code doesn't work anymore. it was going to be like the king coming home, and it was going to mess up Harry Kane. It's a little too late, but that might actually start happening.
I don't know what, it's difficult to figure out what's going on with Tottenham. They're just bad.
Mourinho done.
Bale there, Bale not there. Kane, son, like the body language, you see it from everybody. When, especially Youngman's son, when he is just absolutely like playing his best. He is just in a better mood. He just moves like all positive movement.
Yeah, he doesn't break anyone's leg. You know, he's just feeling so good about himself.
they look bad. Top to bottom.
They won their last, I believe, two matches, the Europa and the last Premier League match, which, you know, upset me as an Arsenal fan because we're so close. We're so close to getting it, but to hopping over them. But
St. Totteringham's Day.
What's his name? DJ Minotti said Mourinho definitely washed. I agree. I think his tactics aren't the issue because his tactics are built to win, right? It's mostly defensive. It is what it is. I think the issue with Mourinho is that his ability to sort of get players on his side and backing them are done.
I love this from Couch Sports Football. Mourinho is part of that dinosaur show you used to watch.
Yeah, and you know what? Mourinho, not the mama. You know what I mean?
Not the mama, not the dad, or nothing. He's not getting anything done.
I think homie done. And I think what you see now is sort of that lasting effect of he's going to be able to get you a win or two here and there. But I think what you're going to see is when you stretch it out over the course of a season, when you're able to look back at the season, you're going to say, yo, he had moments where it was great and you had moments where it was trash. And I think at the end of the day, you're going to say, that's just not enough. Tottenham just can't figure out how to get over the hump, and I couldn't be happier about it. Yeah?
Remember, there's that interview of Harry Kane saying that I expect to win a trophy within the next 3 years or something like that, or you know, or I might leave or something. I don't know. I forgot what he said, but it is.
The rumor is still him going to PSG and reuniting with Pochettino, which would be amazing.
Oh, lovely.
And that's the player PSG needs.
Really?
Yeah. Who's their center striker? Is it Icardi, right?
It's not.
Icardi
Mbappe,
B?
Mbappe is more of a winger.
Yeah,
right?
Mbappe is a winger. It's Icardi.
They can't afford Harry Kane, can they?
They're PSG. What do you mean they can't afford?
Mbappe, Neymar, and Harry Kane? That seems like a lot. They got rid of Cavani. I guess maybe they could have. Maybe. I don't know.
Icardi, sit down. You ain't popping. All right, Bodak Yellow, you ain't popping right now. Harry Kane, I think, goes there. I think it's amazing. Harry Kane will have to go to City or Liverpool in England to win anything. In the UK, that is. That's Lozada. I agree. But I don't think he needs to necessarily stay in England. And also, I don't think he loses his spot on the English national team by going to PSG.
Oh, not at all.
No.
All right. Okay. I think we're good for the podcast. Everybody, thank you so much for listening today. Again, if you are listening to the show.
By the way, Doug Winstein said, imagine Haaland and Mbappe at PSG. Why even have leagues? Just hand them all the trophies and say you're welcome. Go ahead. Thank you so much for listening to the show.
That's right. If you're listening to the show, every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern time, come through on Twitch. You can go to twitch.tv/soccercooligans or eltwitche.com.
Eltwitche.com. If you really go to eltwitche.com, it legitimately comes to this channel.
So feel free to do that. Let people know about this. We stream watch alongs. We do some other stuff as well. But
I believe it's called Sidecasting now. Okay.
Sidecasting now. It's been updated. Okay.
Christian.
Come through. We always have a great time on here. But yeah, every Wednesday at 6 p.m. Eastern, we are always.
Which is 11
here.
p.m. UK time. Thank you, Couch Sports Football.
Okay, yeah.
What time is it in Laos? That's what I want to know.
We're doing. We're a late night program in the UK, so that's exciting.
Dude, it's soccer after dark, my Gene.
Yeah, let's go. Footy, football.
It's football after dark, yeah?
Or soccer PM.
Ooh, right. They got a show out there called Soccer AM. If you don't get it,
everybody, thank you so much.
Lozada put 7:22. I think that's the time in Laos.
Y'all, the absolute best. We appreciate it. Nutmeg appreciates it.
We're not going anywhere, but the podcast is over. If you are listening and you wonder, hey, what happens before they yell "I Poppy" and what happens after they yell "Cooligans," come check it out.
It's a lot of fun on here on Twitch. We're having a great time. All right, everybody. So make sure just a couple pieces of business. follow the Fubo Sports YouTube channel, that where you can get full episodes of our TV show. And it airs every Tuesday and Thursday at 8 p.m. But if you can't watch it live, it is on YouTube.
And we're in there. It's not all Gilbert Arenas. Correct. It's on screen right now.
Our thing is there. You see us there. Again, we have huge shows, super, super fun episodes. If you're listening to this, it is tonight. If you're watching this, it is tomorrow. But we have Brianna Scurry, goalkeeper, a 99er, World Cup winner. She's an absolute legend, and we had a great conversation with her. So I highly recommend you check it out. That will air on Thursday, 8 p.m. Eastern time on Fubo Sports Network. So please check that out. Okay.
Now, hold on. Somebody wants me to, what Pepe Lucha said, whisper in my ear that it's Soccer After Dark show. That's just...
It's Soccer After Dark.
Also, shouts to Arms of Atlas. If any of you watch my five-hour stream, you already know it's good.
All right. Okay. I mean, now that we're all turned on, let us end the show. All right. With that said, my name is Christian Polanco.
I'm Alexis Guerreros.
And together, what are we?
The Cooligans!
After Dark.